J.S. Matthew colon 1 For I say unto you, that ye shall not see me henceforth and know that I am he of whom it is written by the prophets, until ye shall say, Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord, in the clouds of heaven, and all the holy angels with him. Then understood his disciples that he should come again on the earth, after that he was glorified and crowned on the right hand of God. You apostles will not see Jesus again until ye shall say, Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord in the clouds of heaven with all the holy angels with him. Jesus will not come in his own name. In fact, there are rules against such. He came in the name of the Father. The Holy Ghost will come in the name of his Father. Is it a coincidence the new name of Jesus is the promised reward given to the sixth angel? No. This will catch the world unaware, for that which they have not been told shall they see. That which they had not heard shall they consider. D&C 133 hours 46 minutes And it shall be said, Who is this that cometh down from God in heaven with dyed garments, yea, from the regions which are not known, clothed in his glorious apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength? 47 And he shall say, I am he who spake in righteousness, mighty to save. 48 And the Lord shall be red in his apparel, and his garments like him that treadeth in the wine vat. 49 And so great shall be the glory of his presence that the sun shall hide his face in shame, and the moon shall withhold its light, and the stars shall be hurled from their places. 50 And his voice shall be heard, I have trodden the winepress alone, and have brought judgment upon all people, and none were with me. 51 And I have trampled them in my fury, and I did tread upon them in mine anger, and their blood have I sprinkled upon my garments, and stained all my raiment, for this was the day of vengeance which was in my heart. 52 And now the year of my redeemed is come, and they shall mention the loving kindness of their Lord, and all that he has bestowed upon them according to his goodness, and according to his loving kindness, forever and ever. Who has trodden the winepress alone but the servant of the vineyard who has destroyed single-handedly the enemies of Israel? The duality of the Lord and the servant of the vineyard is mentioned in verse 53 and is indeed a reference to Isaiah 53. In all their afflictions he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them, and in his love, and in his pity, he redeemed them, and bore them, and carried them all the days of old. Who redeemed them? Jesus or the Holy Ghost? Yes. Yom Kippur requires a sacrificer, a parakletos, and an everlasting sacrifice. These clues are littered all over our scriptures. The fulfillment of the fall festivals is the lifting up of the Son of Man, the heir of Jesus Christ who is the angel of the Lord, the messenger of salvation who John worships twice near the end of his full revelation of which we have a partial account. This is the wedding of the bridegroom and why John the Beloved worships the angel twice. Once when he sees him come in glory wearing red, and once when he sees the wedding of the bridegroom. The servant of the vineyard serves as yet another layer to reinforce the fact this mystery has been hidden, so these pieces will all come snapping together in clear focus as we collectively say that that which we have not considered shall we see. Compare these verses to Ezekiel 37 above regarding the Davidic servant. Revelation 21-3 And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God. Revelation 22-16 I Jesus have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. 17 And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. The Spirit is the bridegroom. So what about the ordinance, the gift of the Holy Ghost? Notice the curious wording in the ordinance, Receive the Holy Ghost this time. The priest of the greater priesthood are standing in for the head of their order, Jesus Christ. Those who stand in for their master plead with us to receive the Holy Ghost at the wedding of the bridegroom. The Holy Ghost is the greatest gift of the atonement, and our ordinances point to the future fulfillment of the fall holy days just as the pre-Christian ordinances pointed to the future fulfillment of the holy days. The atonement of Jesus Christ is what makes this new and everlasting covenant possible. D&C 45:9 And even so I have sent mine everlasting covenant into the world, to be a light to the world, and to be a standard for my people, and for the Gentiles to seek to it, and to be a messenger before my face to prepare the way before me. Messenger equals angel. Light to the word and Gentiles is aligned to the servant in Isaiah 49:6. The end times Elias prepares the way before Jesus. I'll just keep going if I don't end this here.